it's all a level here. When you're last must be, it was Kane Doherty who got that goal from a penalty, and well, it left 1 point for Carindona to the good, but up stepped that man, Niall McKenna, once again. A fabulously worked score by Niall McKenna. He had so much to do from an Emmyvale point of view. He was taken on by Danny Dever, and Danny McMonagle was hanging tight to the curtails of him, but somehow the sharpshooter from Emmyvale kicked the ball over the bar out on the left hand side, and well, the equaliser, 115 to 212, that's 18 points apiece. There's 35 minutes of injury time here. I believe it's up, but anyway, there's an opportunity here for Emmyvale. It's a sideline ball, the ball's been kicked up in the air, and well, Conor Doll's looking at it, but the hands goes up and it's Conor O'Donnell who's got that ball back, and it looks like the ball has been thrown, and the referee has indicated it's going to be a free in. Enda Mallon just could not really see it. Indicated that Conor O'Donnell threw the ball, and what a way to bow out of Ulster if this is the case, because got up the highest Conor O'Donnell, got his hands on the ball, and as I say, we're up here high in the Gerry Arthur stand. It looked like the referee was on it, right beside it. It's going to be a free, a tap over, should go over the bar from Niall McKenna. He kicks the ball high and over the bar, and well, do Carindona have time to pull another score back? Well, there is, as I say, deep into injury time. I have just 6 minutes played here, but it'll be interesting to see. The referee doesn't have the whistle in his mouth, but anyway, it's going to be a free for Carindona. If you just want to stay with us, Kieran, and a free just in their own half here currently, and well, they have an opportunity now. Well, here comes the free. It goes very quickly out to the left hand side. It's James Monagle that gives it to Dara Brown, the captain of Carindona, of course, and well, here comes that man, Conor O'Donnell, and he's a sea of white and black jerseys in front of him. There goes the full-time whistle, and it is, of course, Emmyvale of Monaghan, the Monaghan champions, who have defeated Carindona in what has been a fantastic game of football, end-to-end, if you want to call it, Kieran. It was really, really exciting. Big calls by the referee, it has to be said as well, at the end there, to give that free. The ball came in from the sideline, it was kicked, it was hanging in the air, up went Conor O'Donnell, he caught it, and well, the referee indicated that he threw it out to the Carindona, I think it was one of the Carindona defenders there, Owen Kelly maybe, but the referee made the call that was going to be a free, and no doubt the Carindona banished your Michael O'Donnell and his well, his side are bitterly, bitterly disappointed with that decision there, and well, the Armagh referee, I suppose, is coming off the field to play, and the Carindona players are having a word, and as you can hear, the strong in his own crowd are not happy with that final decision, but they battled, and they battled right the whole way out through this predicted game. And well, Emmyvale, I suppose, from end to end, it was tit for tat, Kieran, point for point. When we reflect back on that first half, it was Emmyvale who kicked off with the first opening score, a point from Conor Ford in the first minute. In the third minute, Ben Regan got in the act, and Niall McKenna as well, who's been immense for Emmyvale here today as well. But scores from the Buddha Fergal, Doherty, Donar Doherty, and Kane Doherty really kept the Carindona and his own team in this particular encounter. And then Donal Doherty on the 24th minute, a lovely passage of play from a Carindona point. If you move the ball left to right, out to the right hand side, kicked it with his right foot, put it over the bar in the dressing room side, and that meant it was all level here as we enter the last 6 minutes of this encounter. On the 25th minute was a point then from Niall McKenna to put the Monaghan champions ahead, 113 to 112 as well. But another score from Emmyvale left it that there was 2 points in this particular game as we edged in to the last couple of minutes of this encounter. But a big call by the referee, a shot by Cian Burke, somehow it seemed to be a foot block, I think that's potentially what it was given for. It was a penalty given to Carindona, and Cian Doherty, he stepped up, slotted the ball down to the far right hand side of Conor Ford's goal, and a big score for Carindona. But then the man of the match, in my opinion, Niall McKenna, he were really dug deep for the final score for Emmyvale, for the levelling score I should say, on the 33rd minute from play. That left it 115 to 212 after 33 minutes, but then late drama as a was indicating the last minute of the game, Emmyville had a sideline ball. It was taken quickly and it went up in the air, of course, and up with the hands of Conor Doyle. He brought the ball down, and the referee indicated that he threw the ball, and that resulted in a free, in a 13-yard free, and Niall McKenna popped that ball over the bar, and that was the final score for Emmyville in this encounter, and enough for them to go into the Ulster Club Junior semi-final. But Cairn Donnell, the Donegal champions, will be bitterly, bitterly disappointed, but he will be extremely, extremely happy with the way they battle right to the wire here in St. Tiernan's Park in Colonus. But it's all over, Cairn. Fantastic game of football, but just not the result that our listeners and our Donegal supporters would want. They are, Cairn Donnell, they are out of the Ulster Club junior quarter final. They've been defeated here today by Emmyville. 116 to 212 is the final score.